There's one thing I forgot to mention. It's about Sunday school next Sunday. Just the teachers have the book, so the rest of us are responsible for reading the passage. And that passage is Romans 1, 16 to 32. You may want to write that down unless you have a much better memory than I have. Romans 1, 16 to 32. Okay, children. If you're 12 years old or younger, you can come up front. Now, the best seats are right here because it's right in front of Tommy. So if you hurry real fast, you can get the best seats. The people that get here first can sit up front, so come on. Maybe the older ones with the longer legs can sit on the side where your legs reach the ground. How about that? Oh, my goodness, we should have brought more chairs up. You can come over on this side yet, girls. There you go. Wow. That's a lot of children. Oh, my goodness. Okay, children, are you ready to listen? You are? You going to be quiet and listen to what Tommy has to say? And be good and not stand up and turn around and talk and all that good stuff? Okay. I saw you that look, Isaiah. Shut up and let Tommy at it, huh? Okay, let's pray for Tommy. God in heaven, thank you so much for these children, God, that you have blessed us with. God, I just pray for them as they grow that they would learn to seek you. And I pray for Tommy this morning and the message you've laid on his heart for these children, God. God, I pray that you would enable him to speak so that the children can understand. And would we all get something out of it, Lord? Would you speak to all of us? In the name of Jesus, amen.
All right, kids. Y'all ready to sing?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have Sherry and Jolene come up, and they're going to lead you in some songs, all right? So y'all sing loud and sing good, all right?
Jump on anybody, that'd be terrible.
All right. Does it make you all a little nervous sitting up here in front of all these people?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Guess what? It makes me nervous standing up here in front of all these people. So I'm just going to talk to y'all and pretend that all them people aren't here, okay? Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, to start off with today, we're going to talk a little bit about protection, and we're going to talk about obedience, okay? And in order to get the protection that we need, we have to obey, right? Okay, I'm going to show you a few things. See if I can do it without stepping on this cord over here. All right. Box of diapers. All right, I got some things in here. What is this?
A shoe.
A shoe. What is that going to protect you from? A what?
Soccer.
Is it going to protect you from the soccer ball? How about, does it protect you from rocks and anything that's on the ground?
Yeah.
You know, some people like to run barefoot. When you're little like y'all, y'all love to run barefoot.
Yep.
Well, I don't like to run barefoot. If I go out across the gravel, I go, ow, 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 ow. How about this? Y'all can tell I raided Emma's room, can't you? Ah, oh, it's to keep your shins from getting kicked, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, so that protects you too, right?
Okay.
Let's see what else we have in here. You know what? I did put one of these in there. Now, does that protect you?
No.
No. You know what? We have a little boy, and he wears one of these, and it protects the floor and everything else from getting peed on and pooped on. So I think this does protect, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How about this?
No.
No, these don't protect you from anything? What if the sun is really bright?
Yeah, they protect
us from the sun. Ah, so you can see. You don't go... Huh? All right. One more thing.
Helmet.
What does that protect you from?
It's a baseball helmet.
Yeah. That keeps the pitcher from hitting you in the head with the baseball and hurting your head. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it keeps your head from getting knocked around, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's pretty much it for that box. Huh? Yep, there's a diaper in there. All right. Now, the verses that we're going to read today are found in Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, and it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth." And the reason that it says with a promise is that it says behind it, it says that it may go well with you, that you would have long life, okay? So we have to obey our parents, right? All right, and the next verse I'm going to read is Colossians 3:20. It says, "Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord." All right, we want to make the Lord happy, right? All right. Now, I'm going to bring up a couple of things, people that we need to obey, right? Who's the first person that we need to obey?
Jesus.
Jesus? Yeah. Our mother and father, and that's what we're really talking about a lot this morning. Why do we need to obey our parents? Uh-huh. You know what happened to me last night? I took Bodie outside. And he was out front, and we were walking around the yard, and all of a sudden he seen across the road, he seen Hank and Kelly's house. And he said, "Oh, yeah, yeah." And I said, "Bodie." And you know what happened? I had the water hose, and I was walking around. Next thing I knew, he was headed out the driveway. And so I ran over and I picked him up. I said, "No, Bodie." Now, was I keeping him from danger? Yeah, he was trying to cross the road, wasn't he? Why do you think your parents want you to obey? That's right. They don't try to boss you around just because they can boss you around, right? Do they do it because they love you? And they want to take care of you and protect you, right? Okay, so we should always listen, right? Even when they're not around. You know what else I was thinking about? Guess what? My boss was gone all week this week. It was a nice week. You know that? But guess what? I wouldn't have had to go to work. He wasn't there, right? So he wouldn't have known whether I was at work. But you know what? Tomorrow morning he's going to come to work. And if I wouldn't have been at work this week, what do you think he'd have done? I'd have had to find somewhere else to work this week. You think? Yeah, you might have. But that's one thing that we think about when we're about parents. Even when they're not around, we know that we're not supposed to do something. Right, Brandon? Sometimes Mama says, don't cross the road or don't go over to Jerry's. And you're not supposed to go. And even if Mama's not around, you still need to obey, right? Because guess what? Whenever we disobey, we still end up getting caught most of the time. Because sooner or later, somebody's going to find out. You know, I could have not went to work this week, but sooner or later, Junior would have found out I wasn't at work. That wouldn't have been good, would it? All right, do we have to listen to our teachers? Why do we listen to our teachers? So we know what to do. Do they help us learn? Yeah, and if we would say, I don't want to listen to her, she doesn't know what she's talking about, that wouldn't be very good, would it? All right, what about the police? You know, there's a speed limit on the road out there, but I'm a big boy. I don't have to listen to obey the speed limit, do I? What if everybody drives 100 miles an hour on the road? There's going to be lots of accidents, isn't there? Yeah, that's why they're there to protect us. That's just like parents. Just like these things here, when we use these things, they protect us, right? If you don't put this helmet on, can it protect you? If you don't obey your parents, it can't protect you either, right? And that's why they try to teach us that. All right. Why do we need to obey God? How about God? Why do we need to obey Him? He knows what's best for us, doesn't He? And guess what? Just like when your parents protect you by helping you do what's right, when we obey God, God protects us too. He protects us from Satan and anything that might happen to us. Right? All right. I'm going to tell you a little story. And this story is about Abraham and Isaac. Okay? And this story takes place when Isaac was a little boy. I don't know how old he was, but he was a little boy. And guess what? He was the only boy that Abraham had. But one day, Abraham was there and God said, Abraham, I want you to take Isaac, your only son, the one that you love, and I want you to take him up into the mountains and I want you to sacrifice him on an altar. Because back then they used to sacrifice goats and cows and stuff to the God. And God said, I want to see whether you really love me, whether you really want to obey me. So guess what? Do you think Abraham said, no, God, no, I don't want to. No. Like sometimes when mama says, or mom and daddy says, go clean your room, you say, I don't want to go clean my room. It doesn't say that Abraham did that at all. It said the next morning, he got up and he took and got some firewood and he took two servants and he took Isaac. And away they went and they traveled for 3 days. That's a long time. They didn't go as far as we can go in 3 days anymore, but they had to ride a donkey or maybe walk. Yeah. And they journeyed for 3 days, and then Abraham told his two servants, he said, stay here with the donkey, and we're going to walk on up the mountain and sacrifice. And so they left, and they were carrying the wood. Isaac was carrying the wood. And Abraham had a knife and something to start a fire with. And so up they went up the mountain. And Isaac said, Dad, where's the lamb? Where's the ram? Where we're going to sacrifice? And Abraham said, God will obey. God will provide. But he didn't know that he would have for sure, right? God told him to sacrifice his son, so that's what he was going to go do. He was obeying God. And so up they went, and they got to the top. And Abraham built an altar, and then he took and put the wood on the altar, and then he took and he tied up his only son, the one he loved, and he put him on the altar to sacrifice him. And he raised his knife up to kill him. And God said, Abraham, stop. He said, because I know that you love me and you obey me. He said, over in the thicket, there's a ram. Now, do you think that took some obedience on Abraham's part? What about Isaac? Do you think he knew what was going to happen to him? He was obedient to his dad, though, wasn't he? He knew his dad was doing what was best. Sometimes we don't always understand why God does that. But God always takes care of us. And God always knows what's best. And God told Abraham, because you have done this, I'm going to bless you more than any other nation. And your children, because of you, Isaac, will become a great nation. Now, do you think he would have got that blessing if he would have disobeyed God and said, no, I'm not going to do it? Or maybe he would have said, well, let's go, but I'm going to take a goat along just in case. No, he trusted in God to provide. So that's our story for today. And I'm going to bring something else out here yet. I'm going to bring this hula hoop out. And we're going to do this little illustration. I'm going to have Emma come up. See this hula hoop here? We're going to call this a circle of blessing. Not very much circle-ish anymore, but it's still kind of in a circle. Okay? We're going to put Emma inside the circle. Okay? We're going to pull this here water bottle out. And we can't spray Emma as long as she's in the circle, right? So, let me tell you a little story. Maybe we'll tell you a little story. This didn't really happen, but let's pretend it happened. But Emma, she didn't really like doing her homework, but she always had homework to do. But maybe she knew that maybe Allison or Isaiah or Hannah was coming over and she wanted to play with them that afternoon. So she left her homework at home, at school. Said, I'm not gonna bring my homework home, because if I bring my homework home, Mama's gonna make me do my homework and I'm not gonna be able to study. Right? Alright, and then she's not gonna be able to play because she's gonna have to study her homework, do her homework. So by being disobedient, by not obeying, what does she do? Did she step out of the circle?
Yeah.
Step out of the circle, Emma. Uh-huh. Now, she likes to be sprayed. Now, if she would have brought her homework home and obeyed her teacher and obeyed her mom and dad, is she still in the circle? Can she get back in the circle? Yeah. You can step back in the circle. All right. And then, nothing bad can happen to her, right? Because what if she wouldn't have brought her homework home, and the next day her teacher would have said, did you do your homework? Uh-oh. What happens then? We get in trouble, don't we? Yeah. And then Emma would have got in trouble at school. And maybe she had a test the next day, and she was supposed to bring it home to study it. And then what happened? She would have got a bad grade. Right? So that's why we always have to listen to our mom and dads and our teachers and God. And you know what? It's not just for little kids. Like I said, big mamas and daddies and stuff like that, we have to obey too. I think Denver's dad, he has to obey too. He's up in the plane all by himself flying around. But he can't just come down and land whenever he wants to, right? He has to call and make sure that he can come in and land, and where he's supposed to land at. So even when we think that we're not, even if you think when you get old you can do whatever you want to, you still have to listen and obey. Right? Okay. That's all I have. You can go back to your mom and dad's. Thank you for your time. We're going to go ahead and we're going to close. And then you'll be dismissed. So let's have a word of prayer. Dear God, I thank you for your word that we can learn from. Dear God, I thank you that we can obey you and know that you will take care of us and you will protect us. Dear God, I think of each one of these little children here that came forward, that was up here tonight, today. Dear God, I pray that you would just bless them and be with them as they go throughout the week, whether they go to school, wherever else it may be, that they would think of some of these things that you brought to them about obeying, and that they would be obedient to those that are in authority over them. Dear God, I pray that you would just help us as adults to live our lives and to obey you, to trust in you, and look to you for guidance in our lives as well. In your name I pray. Amen. All right, you're